If I would have testified and something that I said would have put someone in prison and taken them away from their family, I wouldn't have been able to live with myself.
The SHU at Seattle Federal Detention Center is an abysmal place. It's where inmates go when they are sent to solitary confinement, where they are locked up for 22 to 24 hours a day with extremely limited access to human contact and other prison amenities.
Being in solitary is really hard. You only get one phone call a month, which is really difficult, but you have to be strong. That's what it teaches you. Like, the only thing you do all day is just not break.
I was in my cell 24 hours a day. I was allowed one hour out, but I never went to recreation because it was just being put in a slightly larger cell that didn't have a toilet.
Matt Duran and Katie O were sent to the SHU for a crime that they weren't even suspects in. They weren't charged with anything, and they weren't serving out a prison sentence. They were held in contempt of court for refusing to testify in front of a grand jury because of their political ideals, and they were imprisoned as an attempt to coerce them to cooperate.
I don't believe in putting people in prisons, and now that I've been to prison, I feel that's so much stronger.
From the get-go, I never had any intention of wanting to be used as an instrument by the federal government.
In light of the fact that neither of these individuals had charges pending against them, it certainly seems grossly inappropriate that they were placed in solitary confinement for the refusal to testify, whatever their reasons may have been.
The use of solitary confinement is extremely controversial because of its psychological and physical effects.
They can range from sleep deprivation, withdrawal, depression, anxiety, uncontrolled rage, suicidal thoughts, self-mutilation.
Anyone who's been in solitary confinement in the United States has been tortured.
Yeah, I would vehemently agree with that. The idea of locking someone in a room for days, weeks, months on end, and never letting them out, anybody that thinks would know that that would be a form of torture.
After Katie O and Matt had spent more than 2 months in solitary confinement and another 3 in the general prison population, the judge couldn't ignore the severity of his ruling any longer. He released them and cited that their physical health had deteriorated sharply and their mental health had also suffered from the effects of solitary confinement. Though even after being released, they were never given a reason why they were sent to solitary confinement to begin with.
They never received any of the due process that they're required to provide. They were never given the hearings that they're entitled to when they're sent to the SHU.
What crime could be so egregious that Matt and Katie's testimony would be important enough to justify lack of due process and use of solitary confinement? In this case, it was vandalism during a 2012 May Day rally in Seattle.
It was a largely peaceful protest, but there was a small contingent who were dressed in black and they were covering their faces and they caused damage to the federal courthouse and also to some nearby businesses.
But when Matt and Katie O were subpoenaed to testify about the May Day activities, they knew it was about more than a few broken windows. Matt and Katie O are self-described anarchists, as are the suspected May Day activists.
We tend to live what could be construed as more normal lives.
I'm a waitress and bartender. Matt works with computers. When the government sees that, they might not necessarily picture an anarchist. They might picture someone who's more willing to talk and give them information. But I think that backfired on them. When they asked me about me and whether I'd not had been at the May Day protest, I answered truthfully that I had not been there and they had no knowledge of events. But when they asked me about other people's political beliefs, friendship associations, and living arrangements, I refused to answer those questions based on people's First Amendment rights.
By testifying, I wouldn't ever be able to engage in any community that organizes radically or anything, because nobody would trust me.
The government knew that neither Matt nor Katie O had any evidence of the actual crime. There was nothing that they could provide the government that would assist them in prosecuting the individuals who were responsible for the courthouse damage.
A 39-page leaked warrant shows that the FBI had been tracking the group of anarchists suspected of the May Day vandalism. Kaplan says that they are on a witch hunt to find political dissenters.
What they were doing was attempting to propagate fear within the radical community that if you just happen to know someone who's suspected of a crime, that you could get a subpoena.
Political networking, where the government is interrogating people's political beliefs, is just something I cannot and will not be a party of. I remember being in fifth grade and first learning about McCarthyism, even before I really knew what communism was, and thinking to myself, what type of coward does that? What type of coward allows this type of questioning to go on?
How could this be possible with today's oversight over the court system? Because Matt and Cadio were summoned for a grand jury proceeding instead of a normal trial, there were different rules, or lack thereof, at play.
The veil of the grand jury absolutely makes the government less accountable.
We were locked inside the courtroom. We weren't allowed to leave at any given point, which was a very intimidating experience. We're not allowed any defense. We're not allowed to know what the grand jury is about outside of what the prosecution decides to let out.
There's very bad case law that says that the government doesn't have to disclose very much to the witness or their counsel about the investigation.
The judges' chambers would not release any information about this grand jury because of what they called the nature of the case. The Justice Department says that this secrecy is vital to the investigative function of the grand jury, but that also means there is no transparency if proceedings go awry.
If you're not willing to cooperate with a grand jury's investigation, no matter how illegitimate it seems, you can go to jail for a very long time, and not just go to jail, but it seems that the Bureau of Prisons can put you in solitary confinement for extended periods without having to justify its decision to anyone, and this could happen to any U.S. citizen.
Matt and Cadio aren't completely off the hook yet. They could still be charged with criminal contempt, and they are still recovering from their time in the SHU.
You have moments where you realize you're not okay, like spending an hour and a half at a grocery store to pick out a yogurt, or you know, your mom asking you what, you know, your plans for visiting are, and just not being able to think past the next day and having a complete meltdown.
If I do end up getting charged with criminal contempt of court, I don't really have a plan outside of just slating the next chunk of life that's mine for prison, hoping for the best.